Government printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Be sure to listen to The Church at Kaweah every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific Time. The Church at Kaweah is a Lordship Church under the sole authority of Jesus Christ. You may contact The Church at Kaweah by calling 559-561-4860. That's 559-561-4860. And let them know how much you're being blessed. Thank you.
What in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first. And on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Once again to another edition of what I call American Exploit. Well, actually, it's the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour / American Exposé, as this broadcast is seriously sponsored by Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I hope that you will support her to allow me to keep sending the message to you, the mess that we're in, the created crisis, the Hegelian dialectic being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis, listeners, on a daily basis. The other day, I was talking about a program tonight that I was going to do regarding pure documentation. Well, that's all I ever do is document. That's all I've ever done is document. So this show isn't going to be any different than any other broadcast. We document on a constant basis. Dennis and Darren and myself document on a constant basis, people. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it has to be to increase our numbers. Those that listen to this broadcast that I do need to purchase the CDs from the network, need to make copies of the CDs and spread them around. We need to increase our numbers. We need people on the inside that are being maneuvered and controlled to do the right thing. People like Joe Bannister, a true American hero. Joe Bannister, never spoken to the man, but he's a true American hero. He said no to the IRS because there's no law that says you have to pay an income tax. And he proved it. And he was fired. And he's been vilified ever since by that agency. So keep in mind, listeners, we are in a messy situation, a messy scenario all the time. And until our numbers increase, we don't have much of a chance. And that is why I hear myself doing this on a constant basis, talking about increasing our numbers, because that is all we have. Those on the inside have to understand that the propaganda machine is thoroughly documenting the dismal deception in place, such as support our troops. You can watch the military channel, support our troops, support our troops. Why should we support our troops when we don't know why they're there? why should we be in favor of the war on terrorism when we can't even define terrorism? And the federal government hasn't defined terrorism either. Federal government has declared anti-government people to be terrorists. I'm not an anti-government person. I'm anti-corruption in government. I'm anti-constitutional democracy. That's what we have, a constitutional democracy under a state of national emergency where the president is the king. We would like to know what it would be like to live under a constitutional republic, wouldn't we? That is what it is about. We want to restore our constitutional republic to figure out what we have. We would like to know what it would be like to live under a constitutional republic. We would like to understand what a real school system is supposed to do and not government-controlled schools implementing all facets of Agenda 21. Agenda 21 continues its direction in many facets of America today. We're being maneuvered on a constant basis to accept Agenda 21 and chapters of it and not even know what it's all about. This is the direction that is so upsetting to me and to others that are upset and aware of how we're being maneuvered and manipulated. It's most important to realize that without your assistance, every single person listening on First Amendment Radio and WWCR 9.985 to get active in waking up others. Education is the key. From the U.S. Code, Title 22, Chapter 7, Section 285, the President is hereby authorized to accept membership for the United States in the Asian Development Bank, hereafter referred to as the bank, provided for by the agreement established by the bank, hereafter referred to as the agreement, deposited in the archives of the United Nations. From the U.S. Code, Section 285, Chapter 22, I'm sorry, Title 22, Chapter 7, Section 285, the President is hereby authorized to accept membership for the United States in the Asian Development Bank, provided for by the agreement establishing the bank, deposited in the archives of the United Nations, listeners. On the front of the website, you'll see the documentation. Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF and receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. It's all documented on the website. Title 22, Chapter 7, Section 285A. The President, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, shall appoint a governor of the bank, an alternate governor, and a director of the bank. We're talking about the Asian Development Bank here. And once again, no person shall be entitled to receive any salary or other compensation from the United States for services as a governor or alternate governor. This is the Asian Development Bank, listeners, not the IMF. The director may, in the discretion of the president, receive such compensation allowances and other benefits as, together with those received by him from the bank, will equal those authorized for the chief mission under the Foreign Service Act of 1980. Title 22, Chapter 7, Section 285D. Any Federal Reserve Bank which is requested to do so by the bank shall act as its depository or as its fiscal agent, and the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System shall supervise and direct the carrying out of these functions by the Federal Reserve Banks. We're talking about the Asian Development Bank, listeners. And we have acceptance of membership in the IMF. We certainly have that and that was done July 22nd, 1944, the Bretton Woods Agreement, listeners. That's what we need to get out of. We need to coin real money. That is the key to the whole system, money. Legal tender for all debts, public and private, on the money that we have in our wallets. The $1 bill is the proof of a conspiracy that we've been carrying around in our wallets our entire lives. That is the deception we live today. That is a sad commentary for our country today. Once again, I see the United Nations is ready to take over for the United States in Iraq. And I should have talked to Darren last night because I don't know where he put it. We moved it. And I just don't know where he put it on the website. And Dennis, if you know where it is, give me a call. 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773. It's very important to connect this dot tonight. And I just don't see where it is. Once again, Title 22, Chapter 7, Section 286. The President is hereby authorized to accept membership for the United States in the International Monetary Fund and in the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. That's the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, provided for by the Articles of Agreement of the Fund and the Articles of Agreement of the Bank, as set forth in the final act of the United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference dated July 22, 1944, and deposited in the archives of the Department of State. Now, this is the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, Section 286. It's all here. The documentation speaks for itself. We see here Chapter 7 of Title 22, Section 286E-11, entitled Assistance by the Fund to Any Country Harboring International Terrorists. Who's an international terrorist, listeners? I'm speaking to the world right now. Am I an international terrorist? I believe in the restoration of a constitutional republic. I believe in state sovereignty. I believe all 50 states should have one vote in the United Nations, because there's no way to get out of the United Nations. Is there? Is there a way to get out of the United Nations without getting out and repealing the Bretton Woods Agreement of 1944? So here I see the Secretary of the Treasury shall instruct the Executive Director of the United States to the International Monetary Fund to work in opposition to any extension of financial or technical assistance by the Supplemental Financing Facility or by any other agency or facility of such fund to any country the government of which, one, permits entry into the territory of such country, to any person who has committed an act of international terrorism, including an act of aircraft hijacking, or otherwise supports, encourages, or harbors such person, or two, fails to take appropriate measures to prevent any such person from committing any such act outside the territory of such country. Did you understand that? Title 22, Chapter 7, Section 286E-3, transfers to stabilization fund of purchase of currencies or gold from International Monetary Fund, administration, utilization of fund resources for repayments. Any purchases of currencies or gold by the United States from the International Monetary Fund may be transferred to and administered by the fund established by Section 5302 and Title 30 of Title 31 for use in accordance with the provisions of that section. The Secretary of the Treasury is authorized to utilize the resources of that fund for the purpose of any repayments in connection with such transactions. Title 22, Chapter 7, Section 287D-1, Non-Combatant Assistance to United Nations, A, Armed Forces Details, Supplies and Equipment, Obligation of Funds, Procurement and Replacement of Requested Items, notwithstanding the provisions of any other law, the President, upon the receipt by the United Nations for cooperative action, and to the extent that he finds that it is consistent with the national interest to comply with such request, may authorize, in support of such activities of the United Nations, as are specifically directed to the peaceful settlement of disputes and not involving the employment of armed forces contemplated by Chapter 7 of the United Nations Charter. That was A. This is number one. As we continue to direct and document, let's bring Dennis up. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Hello there.
Yes.
You're looking for June 8th.
Okay.
At least that's what lasted.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Boy, I tell you, you just put so much up there that it's just remarkable. I don't see it here. June 8th. June
13th. It should be Iraq, semicolon, UN.
Oh, we're not even on the page anymore. It's in older news already.
Yeah, it's June 8th.
Oh, man.
You'll have to go into more.
I'm just so amazed at all the information you put forth, and we wanted to get this up on the front of the website because it's so important to realize that we have directed the UN system in all this to have them take this thing over. And isn't that the way you see it, Dennis? Dennis, you're gone? He doesn't like to do radio yet. Oh, boy. He will someday. So here we are, in older news. There's so much up on the website, continually in a directed manner by Dennis Hodges in Missouri. We're going to get this up on the front of the website from the United Nations. Obviously, it's dated June 16, 2005, Iraq. United Nations stands ready to support the reconstruction of Iraq. We have UN assistance for a mission for Iraq. All this is being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis for us to accept supporting our troops. So when we support our troops, what are we supporting? We're supporting the United Nations system. We're supporting the U.S. mission to the United Nations from the State Department. We're supporting our own demise as the Constitutional Republic and the hopeful restoration thereof of a constitutional republic. Yeah, I'm not happy with the federal government the way it is. It's corrupted. It's been maneuvered that way since the war between the states. It's the position of the federal flag was what the war between the states was all about. The quote-unquote civil war over slavery is nothing more than a bold-faced lie. Are you back?
Yes, I'm back. My phone went dead. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. I thought you ran away.
No, my phone went dead.
Well, keep your thought in place. Here we see the United Nations Assistance Mission for Iraq, UNAMI. That's the United Nations Assistance Mission for Iraq. It is heralded in Security Council Resolution 1500, adopted in 14 August 2003, as a one-year follow-through mission in the wake of the Oil for Food program handover on 21 November 2003. You have mentioned and put information on the oil for food crisis, Dennis. Are you able to elaborate on it a little bit?
No more than what's there right now.
I haven't opened it. The Kofi Annan situation. You don't have. You're not able to do your computer while you do the airwaves.
No, I'm not.
And this is the big problem. We have to fund a second line for Dennis. Memo suggests oil for food linked to Annan. And, you know, I'm sure the United Nations system has been very, very corrupt from the very, very beginning. And that has been our big problem at this point in time. We see the executive who wrote an email memo suggested that UN Secretary General Kofi Annan may have known about a UN contract awarded to the company that employed his son, denies that he personally ever discussed the firm's bid with the UN chief, his lawyer said. The memo written by Michael Wilson describes a brief encounter in which officials from the Swiss company Cotecna Inspection SA discussed the company's bid for the contract with the Secretary General and his entourage during a summit of French-speaking nations in Paris late 1998. There's more to this, but the oil for food crisis appears to be somewhat of a smokescreen, in my thoughts, because it's taking us away from supporting our troops. They want us to support our troops, Dennis, and when you support our troops, aren't we supporting the UN system?
In my estimate, I would say yes.
And so with all this that happens on a daily basis, we're being barraged with brainwashing, and this is why you got involved in all this information. And
yes,
for
the most part, yes.
So I just come up with all these different directions that are very, very appropriate. Here we see Senate Democrat rejects GOP deal on Bolton. What difference does it make who's going to be the UN ambassador? It's still the UN system. It's still we're paying over 22% of the UN bill. Our troops are being the major troops to take the fall for the UN system, just like in Korea and Vietnam. And this is why we do what we do here. So here we see the U.S. Senate to vote Monday on Bolton for the U.N. nomination. More than likely, he'll probably get it. Who knows? The control factor in Congress is well in place. As you've been doing your research on what's been going on and putting information up on the website, is there anything that rings a bell to you that concerns you more than anything else right now?
I would say right now I think something that's really underreported that I've been trying to report on is that Glen Eagles summit.
Uh-huh.
That's something in the background that they're keeping real low level, but it has a lot of things tied to it. It has South Africa tied to it. It has all kind of aid packages. It has, like we were talking the other night, it has a backdoor Kyoto to it. You know, it has, you know, a clean air type provision put in it, which I think they'll just sneak right on through because nobody knows it's there. I mean, sure, George says no to Kyoto, but says yes to Glen Eagles. Who's going to know what it is?
Yeah,
talked
good
about
statement.
About the only place you see that reported is in the United Kingdom press. That's about the only place you'll find anything on it. I have found nothing in the American press on Glen Eagles.
Here I see Friday, June 10th, Africans question benefits of concerts. They'll be grooving to Coldplay in London, rapping along with Will Smith in Philly, dancing imbalocs with Yasu du Nord in Paris. But in African cities and villages, they'll be worrying about day-to-day survival and questioning whether Western extravaganzas, like the Live Aid concerts, however well-intentioned, will help or can help. Quote, this is not going to change the price of my rice or fuel, end quote, says Momana Dalal, a 37-year-old fruit vendor in the Guianan capital of Conakry. Aid worker Halston Irugunu was less skeptical, saying the Live 8 concerts planned for July 2nd in five Western cities will force leaders of the world's richest countries, meaning days later, to respond to the calls to double aid to Africa, cancel its crippling debts, and help its people trade their way out of poverty. It's pretty amazing when you read on with this article. More than half of Africa's 870 million people live on less than a dollar a day. Africa needs urgent help for its 12 million children who are orphaned by HIV/AIDS. Wasn't HIV/AIDS a designer disease designed to decimate the black population in Africa?
Yes. Yes.
So here we are with these directions, and this Live 8 concert is coming into place, making us feel guilty for who we are, when the whole situation has been created in the first place. And so we have a worldwide communist movement being maneuvered on a daily basis. It's just not being reported to us.
No, not at all. Not at all. And in one of those one of those articles that I think I posted yesterday from The Guardian Unlimited, I think it was, there was a one in there about, they were talking about the aid. And there's one of the people that got up and was speaking about it, opposed to what's going on, basically said, where does poverty come from? It comes from wars.
Yes.
You know,
haven't we said that a million times before?
We've said a million times before.
And so who creates the wars? The Federal Reserve System. Who creates two sides to the conflict? The Federal Reserve System. And when you try and dissect the Federal Reserve System today, it's very, very challenging, to say the least. It's a monster. And, you know, that's the sad commentary we have. But to restore our constitutional republic, to restore the coining of money coming from this country instead of the Federal Reserve Bank would be the logical thing to do. And certainly, without more people getting involved, more people connecting dots, we don't have a lot of a chance here. I'm sorry to say. We have Gorbachev foundations being set up all over the world. And the Gorbachev Foundation USA is at the Presidio, as I talked with Hansa last night. They talk about redefining global security, working in conjunction with Mikhail Gorbachev and his Moscow staff, and the Rajiv Gandhi Foundation in India, GF/USA, that's Gorbachev Foundation/USA, is bringing together the world's leading experts to both discuss and recommend to the international community means by which our institutions, structures, and understandings of security can adapt to the new challenges facing humanity in the areas of nuclear proliferation and the architecture of global security and conflict resolution. Were you able to get that piece I sent you about Jeff Nyquist, or by Jeff Nyquist, up?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You'll see it under today's date.
All right, I went to Google to punch in the Communist Party USA, and because according to the information I have covered recently, and where is that information right now? Lord knows. How incredible is that? It was just here a minute ago. Not good to keep the mic silent like this. I apologize. Well, it's not here. Be sure to support Melody Cedarstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading listeners. Melody Cedarstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. She makes this possible on First Amendment Radio and WWCR 9.985. Title 50, Chapter 22, Subchapter 4, Section 841, Findings and Declaration of Fact. We'll connect that dot very, very briefly upon our return.
years ahead of the dominant media. Find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government printed currency is not. Call Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. Called the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour / American Exposé, sponsored by Melody Cedarstrom listeners. Very important that you support Melody as you can. Very, very important to continue this broadcast and this information. Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter 4, Section 841. Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. Here we see, entitled Socialism USA, we communists believe that socialism is the very best replacement for a capitalist system that has served its purpose, but no longer meets the needs and requirements of the great majority of our people. We believe that Socialism USA will be built according to the traditions, history, culture, and conditions of the United States. Thus, it will be different from any other socialist society in the world. It will be uniquely American. What will be the goals of our socialist society? Number one, a life free of exploitation, insecurity, poverty, and into unemployment, hunger, and homelessness. It sounds pretty remarkable, Dennis.
Yeah. Everything rolled into one.
Here we have no problems with Socialism USA from the Communist Party USA, which you know, the Communist Party has been outlawed according to the U.S. code, but it lives freely here in America. Number two, an end to racism, national oppression, anti-Semitism, all forms of discrimination, prejudice, and bigotry, and into the unequal status of women. Number three, renewal and extension of democracy. Renewal and extension of democracy and into the rule of corporate America and private ownership of the wealth of our nation. They want to end private ownership of the wealth of our nation. Does that mean they want to rid ourselves of the Federal Reserve System? Or does that mean they want to rid ourselves of the ability or the burden, in their opinion, of owning our own property?
There you go.
Creation of a truly humane and rationally planned society that will stimulate the fullest flowering of the human personality, creativity, and talent. It all sounds very nice. The author of this was Gus Hall, who was the former national chair, first published in 1996 on the Communist Party, or by the Communist Party USA. They say, why socialism? Since its inception, capitalism has been fatally flawed. Its inherent laws to maximize profit on the backs of the working class give rise to the class struggle. Well, free enterprise was a good thing at one time. We don't seem to have that any longer because of the World Trade Organization and the transfer of technology and factories below the border and overseas. History is a continuous story of people rising up against those who exploit and oppress them to demand what's theirs. Our own country's historic beginning was revolutionary. The ideals of justice and equality have inspired people for centuries. Well, that's why we had all the great inventions coming from this country. Inventors, of course, there were some that were from Europe, for sure, but we're all descendants of Europe because we wanted to leave the oppressed Europe. And, you know, when a group like the Communist Party USA wants to fault our ancestors and make us pay for our ancestors' mistakes, so to speak, that's ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
We have corporate control in many respects. The federal government is a federal corporation. We are trying to realize at this point why they're letting communism work in America with all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto being implemented, including government schools, and yet people think we have a free democracy in America.
That's exactly what they think.
I'm at a loss for this and all this information, and we're going to save this for later. But understanding what's going on here, House moves to tie U.S. funds, U.N. reform. This is what you put up. Defying the administration, the Republican-led House on Thursday took up legislation that would drastically limit the U.S. financial commitment to the United Nations. The U.S. would withhold half of its dues if the organization failed to carry out specific changes, according to the proposal sponsored by Henry Hyde of Illinois, chairman of the House International Relations. I wonder what they want them to do. The bill would withdraw U.S. support for future peacekeeping missions unless the United Nations overhauled its operations. Why would we want them to overhaul its operations? It's been flawed from the very beginning. The House was expected to vote Friday on whether to pass Hyde's bill or an alternate from Representative Tom Lantos of California, the committee's top Democrat. Hyde insisted the U.S. financial leverage was needed to force the changes. But Lantos described the Henry Hyde plan as a guillotine on autopilot that gives the Secretary of State zero flexibility to work with the United Nations. The Secretary of State, huh? Condoleezza Rice.
There you go.
Well, it's just remarkable how things are maneuvering us. This is the point, at this juncture, listeners, as Jeff Nyquist has compiled this in late 1991. He is very, very concerned about Russia. And he claims that Moscow has war preparations well underway. Moscow has outfitted hundreds of fighter bombers with additional fuel tanks and in-flight refueling capability, augmenting Russia's intercontinental strike capability. Russia has been constructing large numbers of military transport aircraft for foreign customers who do not exist. Russia has been building and accumulating dry docks, even though, at the moment, no foreign customers for them exist. Russia has recently fielded a new battle tank, a new state-of-the-art fighter, super quiet submarines which can engage sea, land, and air targets simultaneously, a new attack helicopter, and sniper rifle. Russia has developed a revolutionary new rifle-fired infantry weapon and so-called vacuum grenade, which can give a single Russian soldier the firepower of a 155-millimeter howitzer. Russia has begun joint production of this weapon with the Chinese. Russia now emphasizes the production of mobile ICBMs like the Topol-M, which are designed to evade satellite detection, permitting the Russians to cheat on arms control agreements. Russia continues to develop biological and chemical weapons, sometimes with the use of U.S. funds. According to recent defectors, Russia is now working on a super plague weapon. Russia diplomacy is clearly attempting to build an anti-American alliance, and this is very, very important, listeners, which includes countries like China, North Korea, Cuba, Iraq, Libya, South Africa, Syria, Venezuela, Vietnam, Iran, and India. Once again, Russia diplomacy is clearly attempting to build an anti-American alliance, which includes countries like China, North Korea, Cuba, Iraq, Libya, South Africa, Syria, Venezuela, Vietnam, Iran, and India. Russian Spetsnaz commandos continue to train with suitcase nukes against U.S. targets. Russia is harboring strategic metals, which are vital for keeping up war production through the first months of a nuclear world war. Russia is importing more food than needed for domestic consumption. At the same time, Russia has constructed huge underground nuclear-proof food storage facilities. Russia has developed an impressive engineering rescue capability, organized into special military formations positioned outside large cities for rescuing citizens trapped beneath rubble in the event of a nuclear attack. Recent Russian movies and pop songs depict Americans as stupid animals who deserve to die. In keeping with the theme, NATO is depicted as an aggressive alliance, sometimes likened to Hitler's Third Reich. Russia is building huge underground cities, like one at Yamato Mountain in the Urals. These cities are built more than 1,000 feet into the earth and are able to withstand direct nuclear attack. Russia has been modernizing nuclear bunkers located beneath Moscow. Russia has erected a system of national missile defense far beyond that allowed by the 1972 ABM Treaty, deploying approximately 10,000 dual-purpose mobile SAMs or SAM/ABMs. Russia has used a loophole in the treaty to provide a powerful missile shield. Using a common-sense approach to ABM defense, Russia's interceptor missiles employ special nuclear warheads that can destroy incoming warheads without having to score a direct hit or a direct head-on hit. Russia is also ahead of the United States in directed energy weapons that could be used to blind or destroy U.S. early warning satellites. Many of Russia's mafia organizations operate in collaboration with or under the supervision of military intelligence and the state security services. Organized crime is used to penetrate Western banks, technology companies, law enforcement and government. Routes used for smuggling drugs and other contraband are reserved in wartime for bringing biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons into the U.S. Are war preparations? No civil defense in America. No national defense in America. No road or rail mobile ICMs. Abandonment of the Panama Canal. U.S. officials have allowed nuclear warhead secrets to leak out to China. The U.S. pays Russia billions of dollars to encourage disarmament measures, but these billions are diverted to Russian war preparations. The U.S. Navy is short of fuel. The U.S. Army is short of recruits and officers and has only 10 divisions, with 8 of them unfit for combat. The U.S. Air Force is facing pilot shortages, and many aircraft remain grounded for lack of spare parts. Only 18 ballistic missile submarines remain in the U.S. Navy, with only 9 at sea on any given day. And here's the key. America's ballistic missile submarine commanders no longer have the launch codes to fire their nuclear weapons, but must rely on the president to send them the launch codes in the event of a nuclear emergency. Chinese war preparation. Civil defense drills began in major Chinese cities around July 2000. Chinese military commanders have been told that nuclear war with America could begin at any time. China has been developing and deploying new road mobile long-range missiles like the DF-31 and DF-41. China is modernizing its navy, purchasing advanced Russian warships and missiles capable of sinking U.S. carriers. China has been rapidly building a large store of advanced nuclear warheads. China has positioned bases to block the main western entry point into the Pacific and has acquired direct control of the Panama Canal through front companies. China has formed military ties with Cuba and Venezuela. China has also penetrated Sudan and is spreading missile and nuclear technology to rogue states in Africa and the Middle East. China has massed troops, aircraft, ships, and missiles opposite Taiwan. And you can't believe how small Taiwan is when you see how big Communist China is, listeners, on the map. China has engaged in war exercises during U.S. forces, during which U.S. forces in the Pacific were targeted by Chinese forces. All this courtesy of Jeff Nyquist. Now, I would take that all very, very seriously, that information very seriously, at this date and time, because we have been led into a decadent direction. We are purposely being decadentized by the television, by influence through the schools, by influence through other medias, and also pornography. Pornography is tearing us apart, plus homosexuality, gay marriage, gay lifestyles. They just had a gay rodeo out here, Dennis. Here we see present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. One of the communist goals of 1963 from Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist of 1957. Amazing, listeners. Here we see Maltese summit, an assessment of the damage done to U.S. security interests. Center for Security Policy, the dust has begun to settle on the Bush administration's conduct of its first summit with Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. Consequently, it is now possible to make preliminary assessments of the damage to Western security interests that is likely to ensue from the hastily arranged and freewheeling meeting. This is 1989, listeners. At Malta, President Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, announced the beginning of a new relationship with the Soviet Union. But simply, the president has decided that, especially in light of the role attributed to Gorbachev in facilitating the present reforms in Eastern Europe, assisting the Soviet leader and his domestic and international agenda will be the guiding purpose of U.S.-Soviet relations. There you have it. U.S.-Soviet relations. The ultimate goal of the Ford Foundation is to merge this country with the Soviet Union. That is going to happen very, very soon, unless enough people get aware and awake and realize what they're a part of. Unless those generals and colonels and majors in position of prominence understand what they're a part of. We have our military in the Middle East, nothing more than a sitting duck for World War III. Bella Dodd was a leader of the Communist Party of USA in the 1930s and 1940s. Her book, School of Darkness, reveals that communism was a hoax perpetrated by financiers to control the common man and to advance world tyranny. Naturally, this important book is out of print and not in any used bookstores. Bella Dodd was born Maria Assunta Isabella Visconti in Italy about 1904. A brilliant and dedicated woman, she graduated from Hunter College at New York University Law School. She became head of the New York State Teachers Union and was a member of the CPUSA's National Council until 1949. Dodd describes communism as a strange secret cult, whose goal is the destruction of Western civilization or Christian civilization. Millions of naive idealists or innocents are tricked by its talk of helping the poor, but it cares only for power. For example, Dodd found there was no social research to party headquarters. Quote, "We are a revolutionary party, not a reform party," end quote, she was told. Keeping this in mind, listeners, she says, when FDR recognized Russia in 1933, he deliberately turned a blind eye to the CPUSA's massive program of espionage and subversion. Liberals denied that this took place and complained about a witch hunt. Guess what? The loony right was correct. A new book, The Secret World of American Communism, based on newly opened Kremlin archives, confirms that CPUSA was a puppet of Moscow and the Roosevelt and Truman administrations were practically run by Soviet agents Alger Hiss, Harry Hopkins, and Harry Dexter White, to name a few. The war years saw the CPUSA actually renounce the class struggle and join the so-called revolution camp of progress, which included progressive capitalists. Quote, the Communist Party now assumed the responsibility of establishing a rigid discipline over the working class. No employer was more effective or more relentless in checking strikes among the workers or minimizing complaints. While wages rose a little during those years, they did not compare with the rise in profits in a monopoly control of basic necessities. War production was chiefly in the hands of 10 large corporations. The communists carefully muted such information, end quote. The war years saw amazing coordination between the Communist Party and America's financial elite. The elite financed a sophisticated propaganda agency called the Russian Institute, located in Park Avenue, across 68th Street from Rockefeller's Council on Foreign Relations. Here, famous names like Vanderbilt, Lamont, Whitney, and Morgan mingled with those of the communist leaders, end quote. At Roosevelt's insistence, Stalin dissolved the Comintern in order to make the Communist Party USA look like an American party. The CPUSA leader, Earl Browder, achieved national prominence and consulted with senior Roosevelt cabinet ministers. The joint U.S.-Russian war effort was to be the basis of the New World Order. But inexplicably, the policy changed and Browder instantly became a non-person. Apparently, the financial elite had decided the time wasn't right for world government. A Cold War would be much more lucrative. Dodd was told that in the future, the party would often find itself opposed not only to the government, but also the USA workers. Quote, I now saw that with the best motives and a desire to serve the working people, I and thousands like me had been led to a betrayal of these very people. I had been on the side of those who sought the destruction of my own country, end quote. Like frightened mice, the CPUSA membership scurried to adopt the new party line. Dodd tried to quit, but was told, quote, no one gets out of the party. You die or you are thrown out, end quote. Eventually, Bella Dodd was expelled and smeared as a anti-Negro, anti-Puerto Rican, anti-Semitic, anti-labor, and defender of the landlord, end quote. Sound familiar? After more than 20 years of tireless sacrifice, she was without family or friends. The party had been her family. Its hates had become its hates. Quote, this is the key to the mental enslavement of mankind. The individual is made into nothing. He operates as the physical part of a higher group intelligence, and he has no awareness of the plans the higher group intelligence has for utilizing him, end quote. This is fabulous information, listeners, on the website, AmericanExpose.com, by Dennis Hodges. Bel-Hadad was circumspect about the people behind the Communist Party. She once was told to phone two multimillionaires who live in the Waldorf Towers if she lost contact with Moscow. Elsewhere, she refers to a, quote, a secret, well-organized power, world power, end quote. She's obviously afraid to be candid. She suspects that one Communist Party USA leader's suicide was, in fact, murder. But she does drop a possible clue. And you'll have to find that on the website, AmericanExpose.com, people, because we have to move along. Feminism is communist both in origin and spirit. Once again, feminism is communist in both origin and spirit. It pretends to champion women, but in fact neuters both sexes and destroys the basic social unit, the family. The promotion of homosexuality as a lifestyle choice for heterosexuals is also part of this brazen elitist fraud designed to create new types of human beings who would conform, quote, create new types of human beings who would conform, end quote. Western civilization is like a ship floundering in a sea of evil, yet the passengers are not duped and distracted to realize it. Bel-Hadad had the courage to sound the alarm 50 years ago. It's never too late to begin to resist tyranny. There are no lifeboats. This is from Henry McCow. He's the inventor of the board game Scruples and the author of The Long Way for a Date. A Long Way for a Date. And listeners, it's all very, very important information on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Fabulous information. Such major directions going on in America today that we have no clue about. No clue at all whatsoever. Dennis has done tremendous research. He's hung up because of his phone bill. We see blind obedience to orders from on high. Under the illusion of a program to curb crime, it appears that a new system to control the people is being saddled upon the people, with neighbors reporting on neighbors and close surveillance by government of the people on their homes as to their habits and thinking, listeners. In a recent California newspaper article, it was reported that sheriff's deputies are canvassing county areas. The initial purpose is to conduct a survey to find out, quote, what the concerns and needs of the people in the community are, end quote. I will continue with this in 1 hour on First Amendment Radio. Please support Melody Cedarstrom. I'm Chris Gerner, recommending that you support Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading to keep this broadcast going at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday.